School board elections aren't what they used to be. Right-leaning parents are angry about things like masks to fight COVID and teachings about race and history. And groups such as Moms for Liberty have sprouted up to harness that anger and get more parents involved. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben visited a Texas school district. It's a place where school board meetings have come to reflect national political divisions and where progressives are trying to make their voice heard.
A lot of people who run for school board are parents or teachers. 19-year-old Miriam Zaffer is neither.
I have a lot of, like, really close experience to a big chunk of the people that we are supposed to be serving as a school board. And just because of my age, people automatically know that I have a unique perspective, whether they've heard it or not.
Zaffer is a student at the University of Texas, Austin, and also a 2020 graduate of McNeil High School in the Austin suburb of Round Rock.
I'm really privileged to have gone here. It gave me a lot of opportunities, but it wasn't always a healthy or safe space for me and my friends, especially in regards to sexual harassment and assault. I was in ROTC, which was the Air Force program in my high school. And so one big part of my job that I kind of undertook as my responsibility was in trying to handle any sort of harassment case that came up.
And that experience, she says, made her want to be a school board member in that district. To prepare, Zaffer has done trainings with Run for Something, which is trying to energize progressives to run for school board. Amanda Littman is the group's co-founder.
One of the things we realized after 2020 was that we had to focus in on these local positions like school boards. There are more than 80,000 elected school board positions across the country. About 21,000 of them are up this year.
Interest in running for school board is up nationwide. Only 25% of school board races are unopposed this year, down from 40% in 2018, according to Ballotpedia. Because school board elections are overwhelmingly nonpartisan, it's hard to quantify what's behind that enthusiasm. But then there has been an undeniable groundswell of conservative energy around school politics, especially around national issues like race, LGBTQ issues, and COVID. Progressives like Littman at Run for Something want to make sure they have infrastructure, not to mention funding, to counter that.
The far right is investing a ton in outside PAC spending. We have seen that the Leadership Institute, which is the Koch brothers-funded nonprofit that does conservative training for operatives and activists, has been running programming on school boards all year long. Moms for Liberty is focusing hard on school board positions and candidate support. So they're doubling and tripling down here. We have to as well.
It's not totally new for national-level cultural politics to become a part of school board elections. In the 90s, religious conservatives targeted the teaching of sex education and evolution, says Rebecca Jacobson, professor of education policy at Michigan State University.
What's different this time is the coordination, the financing, and then social media, really being able to spread a very consistent message to so many school districts so quickly, whereas in previous eras before sort of internet and social media, these things happened, but at much slower paces. And in some ways, that slower pace gave rise to alternative voices, voices that maybe moderated the discussion.
Round Rock has seen these national-level tensions play out locally. After one turbulent September meeting where parents and board members clashed over masking, two men were arrested. Zaffer says she has seen meetings get more politicized.
I have definitely seen that here. We've had a lot of disruption in our school board around mask mandates, and it's been a disruption to focusing on student outcomes and the health and wellness of students.
At a board meeting this spring, Christy Slape said that social media has helped galvanize area parents like her. She came to speak about books she thought were, in her words, too sexual. She had first heard about the books when a fellow parent complained to the school.
And that just launched a whole, basically like a snowball, of parents wanting to know more about what books were in the classroom and then other books just being available in the libraries. And so across the country, there has been just, again, a snowball effect of parents wanting to check their libraries and see what books are available in their libraries.
She did speak, but books were not on the agenda that night. Overwhelmingly, this board meeting was not about cultural flashpoints, but instead student recognition and staff pay increases, which is a point that can be obscured by viral video clips of rowdy school board meetings. Local school board politics are very often about mundane yet vital local topics like bond issues. Along those lines, Lippman advises candidates to stick to concrete local actions as opposed to broad debates over things like critical race theory.
You want to like really get to the heart of the matter, which is people are anxious about the quality of the school. What can you do to solve for that? And usually it's quite boring, but it's also things that are very specific and tangible that you can fix.
School board members may also confront problems they can't fix. The school shooting in Uvalde, Texas has put gun violence top of mind for Zephyr, who grew up in the era of school lockdowns.
It's been a really important issue to me since I was a kid. Like, I used to have nightmares about being shot.
But she's also realistic about how much a school board member can do about shootings.
I don't think we can do much about guns themselves. I think all we do is safety policies and locking people down and making sure people have the education to know what to do in a lockdown.
Meanwhile, Littman says she hopes members can have influence beyond their schools.
I really think in many cases, the place for school board members is what can they do to push state legislators? How can school board members use their political platform and their bully pulpit to help advocate for broader statewide change?
While national politics have filtered down to school boards, in other words, her hope is that some members' political views will filter upward. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.